Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The center fielder, Ted Savage. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bobby Bolin. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The third baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive to right field. Robinson throws towards Johnson. Johnson fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Harper goes all the way around to score. Hegan moves to third. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford throws the ball into Johnson, who tags Savage, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hegan scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Brewers. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walton. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Buford moves to third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks takes first base on ball four. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Floyd now playing second base. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Bellinger. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Floyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill takes first base on ball four. Kubiak moves to second. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Savage strikes out. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into center field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hendricks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is called out on strikes. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hendricks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hendricks moves to second. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuellar bunts towards the mound. Bolin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hendricks moves to third. Bellinger moves to second. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Jerry McNerney now catching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive towards first. Hegan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gill hits a fly ball into center field. Rhett Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Rettenmund hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Floyd strikes out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hendricks for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Orioles. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-2 in the game. Walton strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bellinger. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Bellinger steals second. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cuellar bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. 2 outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Salmon hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Orioles. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubiak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberto Peña pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Max Alves pinch hits for Gus Gill. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNerney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ted Kubiak now playing second base. Roberto Peña now playing shortstop. Ken Sanders now pitching. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Rettenmund is hit by the pitch. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0-for-2 in the game. Floyd bunts towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rettenmund moves to second. 1 out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanders covering, for the out. Rettenmund moves to third. 2 outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harper bunts towards the mound. Cuellar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Harper moves to second. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Savage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harper scores. Hegan moves to third. It's 6-4, Orioles. Eddie Watt now pitching. Tito Francona pinch hits for Danny Walden. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Savage moves to second. It's 6-5, Orioles. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Mike Hershberger. Pete Rickard now pitching. Clay Dalrymple now catching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Savage. The throw from Dalrymple and he is safe. Savage steals third. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Francona. The throw from Dalrymple and he is safe. Francona steals second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kubiak is walked intentionally. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rhett and Mund. Peña reaches second base with a double. Savage scores. Francona scores. Kubiak goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, Brewers. Ken Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNerney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peña scores. It's 9-6, Brewers. Dick Hall now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNerney. The throw from Dalrymple and he is out, Floyd applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Hegan now playing right field. Tito Francona now playing first base. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Salmon hits a pop-up towards short. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Orioles 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Floyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Egan strikes out. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Savage hits a fly ball into center field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-4 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got four RBIs. Rettenmund strikes out. Two outs. Dave May pinch hits for Bobby Floyd. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 6. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.